Welcome to the Sailor Society Wellness Podcast. I'm Melanie Warman, Director of Media and Advocacy at the Society, an international maritime charity which has been supporting seafarers for the past 200 years. We've helped seafarers through many crises, including two world wars. And as we record, we're facing a huge global crisis, unlike any most of the crews we support will ever have experienced in their lifetimes. We've spoken to many of you who are feeling anxious and afraid. Some of you are unable to sign off and are trapped far away from your loved ones and unable to get home. Many of you are worried about how you will be able to support your families. These feelings are very natural, but there are some practical steps that you can use to take control of your emotions and mental health at this difficult time. Johan Smith manages Sailor Society's Wellness at Sea program, which offers training and support to help thousands of seafarers look after their well-being. He joins me today to give some practical advice about how you can look after your body and mind during this crisis. Hi, Johan. Many of us are feeling really isolated right now. When you're alone for long periods with your thoughts, it's really easy to let them get out of control. Is there anything that we can do to stop negative feelings?
A good place to start is to challenge our self-talk. The way we think influences the way we feel, and it can easily result in anxious, depressed, and out-of-control feelings. These are, in most cases, sort of worst-case scenario feelings, and it often over-exaggerates danger, and on the other hand, it underestimates our ability to handle a certain situation. It is very important to be conscious of our thoughts and to steer them in a positive direction. I realize that just saying steer your thoughts in a positive direction and don't worry is easier said than done. But ultimately, it is a technique that we can master as we are ultimately in control of our own thoughts. A good tool to use is to schedule some worrying time. This literally means that you pencil in 10 or 15 minutes in your day where you indulge in all your concerns. During this time, it's a good habit to write them down and give them a name, because this often alleviates the fears and the things that you are anxious about. And once this is done, it is important to actively shift your focus from those worries to something positive, memories or some positive things that are happening around you at that moment. And again, I realize that it's hard. During the day, some worrying thoughts will probably pop up in your mind. But when that happens, recognize it. Give it a name and then purposefully move it to your scheduled worrying time. And then take your focus and move it to something that is positive. We are ultimately the masters of our own thoughts. So through practice, we can really challenge our self-talk, and by doing that, we can alleviate some of the fears and the things that we are anxious about.
It feels like there's been constant bad news for a few weeks now. My social media feeds have been full of coronavirus, and I'm sure that's the same for many others. What impact can this have on our mental health, and how can we stop feeling so overwhelmed?
The first thing I want to say is that facts minimize fear. With headlines blaring at us and social media outlets competing to break the news first, having the right facts are absolutely crucial. I don't think there's anything that catapults anxiety like misinformation. So it's important to seek information from reliable sources and to then use that information to take active steps to protect yourselves and those around you. I think it's a good habit to look for information updates at specific times to avoid feeling overwhelmed or confused. And it's good to also consider muting some of your social media channels just for a while. I almost want to say, take a social media holiday. While social media is great for keeping us connected to our families, it can also be detrimental when everyone is in panic mode, and it can intensify our feelings of missing out on family events or things that are happening back home. I want to suggest taking a break for a few hours or even for a day, and in that time, spend the time to try and see some beauty in the situation that you are in on board your vessel. Also, I think it's important to be a change agent by shifting the narrative both on your vessel, on social media, when talking to your family, from negative to positive. Something really practical is, for example, to rather focus on the number of recoveries as opposed to the number of deaths or the number of infections. Whether you're the oiler or the captain on board your vessel, you can play an active role in setting a positive narrative. And that will be really good, not only for you, but also for your family and the people on board your vessel.
Now, you've mentioned changing the conversation on board. We might have only been on our current posting for a few weeks, so it's possible we don't know those around us that well. I guess it can be hard to share emotions with virtual strangers, but is it worth getting over that embarrassment?
Yes, it can be really tough to share our emotions with our fellow crew members, but I really want to encourage seafarers to strike up a conversation with other people on board. With the global nature of the coronavirus, chances are excellent that your fellow crewmates are experiencing the same feelings that you are. So I want to encourage you to talk to them and to express your anxieties and fears. Knowing that you are not alone can do a great deal to alleviate anxiety, and I think that is really important. More than that, I think it is not only for you, it is not only useful for you, but also useful for your crew, because the fact that all of us share a shared reality at this stage is really important, and it can be really encouraging.
So it's a good idea to reach out to others, even if it feels a bit awkward at first then. I know that when I'm worried, it can make me feel physically exhausted or strained. But does it work the other way too? Are there physical things that I can do to help me mentally relax?
Yes, I can't stress enough that body and mind work together. By eating healthily and making time to exercise, we are both helping body and mind. I want to encourage you to take a run or a walk on deck to do exercises. Exercises releases endorphins and serotonin in our bloodstream and can do a great deal to elevate our mood. Also, something that's really useful, and we'll be releasing a few podcasts in coming days to assist you with this, is muscle relaxation exercises. Find a quiet place on board your vessel, and with closed eyes, start from your toes and slowly tense and relax each of your muscle groups from your toes to your head. The idea is to hold the tension for a count of 5 seconds and then slowly releasing it by again counting to five. Muscle tension is often a sign of anxiety, and by dealing with this tension, it also helps you to release some of your fears and anxiety. You may also find meditation or prayer very helpful. Meditation apps such as Calm and Headspace have both released free digital sessions. So it is a good resource that's free of charge that you can use.
That's really helpful, Johan. Thank you. I'll definitely give those exercises a go. Our time's nearly at an end now. Are there any last tips you'd like to give us as we think about how we can feel more positive, even at this difficult time?
I think it's important to keep in mind that you are more than your emotions. You are not your fears and anxiety. There's a lot to you. You are a social, spiritual, intellectual, emotional, physical human being. And every one of these aspects must be celebrated. So if you have a time between shifts or if you have some downtime, consider each of these five aspects and think how they can assist you with a positive outlook. How can that different aspects of who you are assist you to better cope with the current situation? Also important is that you must please be kind to yourself. I want to say it again, you are more than your emotions. You are not your fears and anxiety. Give yourself a break. You are of great value. There are people back home depending on you. So make sure that you give yourself a break and take a breather to say, I am really worth it. I am someone of value. Lastly, please remember that Sailor Society is there for you. We are here to help, and we are very much hoping to hear from you. From my side, safe sailing, and together we can beat this. Cheers.
Thank you. That's the end of our podcast. But as Johan says, if you're a seafarer or a member of a seafarer's family and you're struggling, we are here for you. If you would like more advice or to speak to us directly, go to our website at www.sailors-society.org/coronavirus, where we will be posting resources and you can find contact details for our chaplains. Thank you for listening and stay safe.